Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
A reading from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. I wish I had a brother to play with me, said the boy who dribbled the basketball on the court all alone. I wish I had a brother to stand up for me, said the girl who dreaded the bullies on the bus. Maybe you have said, heard, or thought those words. Perhaps you have gone through life and wondered what it would be like to have a brother. But you and I have a brother, and Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers. Can you believe it? Think of how ashamed parents are when their child misbehaves in church. Think of how ashamed an upstanding member of a community is when his sister is arrested for dealing drugs. Think of how ashamed a child is when her father speaks rudely to the waitress at the restaurant. Even we, sinful human beings, are ashamed of our relatives when they say and do things that are shameful. Yet, Jesus is not ashamed to call us his brothers and sisters. How can this be? Think of all the shameful things you have thought, said, and done. How could Jesus not be ashamed of you? The author of the letter to the Hebrews tells us, Jesus suffered for your sins. He washed them all away with his blood. You are now perfect in God's sight. There is no longer anything of which he would be ashamed. You are his brother or sister, and he is thrilled about it. Dear Jesus, you came into this world to sacrifice yourself for my sin. Though I have given you every reason to be ashamed of me, in love you died and rose for me. Thank you for making me a member of your family. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.